Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got Rick Bucher, FS1 NBA analyst, host of the On the Ball with Rick Bucher podcast. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. So that'll be a lot of fun. And Rob, the Astros jumping all over your Atlanta Braves.
I told you.
You didn't tell me nothing. Last thing you said were that the Braves were pesky.
They are pesky.
I told you.
But hey, Houston knows how important this game is, so they jumped out. All right, it's 4-1?
5-1. Their bats wake up. I said the bats are gonna wake up, and oh my, have they ever.
They have.
All right, Altuve, 1-for-2, got a run. Tucker scored a run. Gurriel. They're getting to him. But, you know, it's early, Rob. This is end of the second. So they got a long way to go. So they got to hold on. So far, looking like the Astros could knot this thing at 1, but there's a lot of baseball left to be played. All right, Rob, Aaron Rodgers. Your pick for the MVP, having a very nice year. You know what's going to be interesting, Rob? Pro Bowl. Three guys make the Pro Bowl, right, from each conference, three quarterbacks.
Yep.
I mean, look at the NFC. Brady, Kyler Murray, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. I'm missing somebody.
That's how Brady didn't make it last year.
Russell Wilson. Russell's hurt, so he probably won't make it.
Right.
Matt Stafford. Stafford's the one I'm missing. So that's five guys that are all clearly having Pro Bowl seasons. It'll be interesting to see who's the odd man out. But so anyway, they're 6-1 in Green Bay, Rob. And Aaron Rodgers, and you can see it from his interviews. You could see it from when he was in Chicago. I own you. I still own you every day of my life. I own you. All that.
Remember that? Yep. After they won that game?
Right. Like, he's having fun, and it's good to see. I mean, you want guys to have fun, whether you're a Rodgers fan or not. I mean, you should want these guys to have fun. And he clearly is. And, Rob, as he does every week, he went on the Pat McAfee show and talked about it. Listen to this, and then we'll analyze it.
This is part of the fun. You know, the fun is obviously, I mean, I got my best friend in the league back to go to work with every day. I got the funniest dude in the world to drive down to practice with every day in David Bakhtiari. I got a great coaching staff that I love. I'm still in Green Bay and having the time of my life. And I get fun moments like this every single week.
I mean, Rob, like, everybody is assuming this is his last year in Green Bay. And let's just keep it real, Rob. There were those that were saying he'd never play another down for Green Bay, right?
Hey, you remember the deal? I remember we talked about it. Oh, yeah, he's going to the Broncos. It's a done deal. You remember that? I mean, that was out there.
And that was early.
That was like the night. That was the night after.
That was on the draft.
The night after the draft. You remember? Right. Oh, no, it's done. It's done. He's going to Denver.
Right. And then over the summer, though, people were like, he'll never play there again. He wants out. He's done with them, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, here we are, and they're 6-1. And he sounds like a kid in a candy store. So, Rob, obviously, it's on the table that he stays there. Would you like to see him stay there, or would you like to see him move on?
It just depends. I mean,
Are
they going to go 13-3 again and get in the NFC Championship game and maybe even win this time? Like, where are they? If they get their third year in a row,
they're going to be good.
No, but I'm saying they get to the game and they win.
Hit me with both of them. They win the Super Bowl or they go out in the playoffs.
Yeah,
tell me both scenarios.
Well, I do like players who play their entire career somewhere. I do. I like that. I think there's something about it. I always said that about Brady, that he should have been Derek Jeter. I mean, obviously he went to Tampa Bay and it worked out for him. Michael Jordan wound up going to Washington. That was a bad look. It doesn't change anything, Chris, as far as legacy when you're that great. I'm just saying, if Aaron Rodgers just played for the Packers and played 20 years and won 2 Super Bowls and 5 MVPs, people would look at it and say, he's the greatest Packer quarterback. And that was saying a lot with Bart Starr, you know.
That's saying a lot.
Brett Favre, Bart Starr, no doubt. You could just stop there. I mean, how many franchises have had 3 guys like that quarterback their team? I mean, those are some of the all-time greats. And then the tradition there, it's such a unique place. Chris, I don't think you've been to a game there, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah, you need to. I recommend that you go to Green Bay and see what that whole thing is like. I was fortunate because of, you know, I was a columnist who covered the Lions every week for 20 years. So I went to Green Bay all the time. And it's unique. It's different.
Yeah,
it's what everybody, you know, up there, Chris, that's all they care about. There's nothing else. Trust me. They don't even have a mall in Green Bay. Is it that small? The mall is in Appleton. They don't have in the city. I'm telling you, you go downtown and you're looking at the Kmart or whatever it was, Target. I mean, seriously, there's not
when
much.
When I was just a high school reporter, Rob, in Cleveland.
Did you go to Green Bay?
No, I was offered the Packers beat by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And that might have changed my whole career because, you know, I might have ended up being a football guy. You know what I mean? A football reporter rather than an NBA reporter. I turned it down because I was engaged, planning to get married. My wife wasn't going to be, you know, she was going to, not medical school, she'd already done that, but her fellowship. And it wouldn't have worked out in Milwaukee.
So that was the reason, though. Not that you didn't want to work there or cover the Packers, just that, like, in your life where you were.
Yeah, where my whole life, like, where I was going to,
It's funny you say that. I got offered I was a young reporter, like, covering St. John's and stuff early on in the Daily News. And the Miami Herald wanted me to come down for an interview, Chris, to be the backup Dolphins writer with the idea of me becoming the beat writer. And I didn't even go for the interview.
You just didn't want to leave New York?
I didn't want to cover the NFL like that because I was like, most of the stuff you're writing is injury stories. I just wasn't like feeling it. There's a lot of practices.
So you wanted to be either a baseball or basketball writer.
Yeah, that's what those two more so. Not that I wouldn't mind being a columnist, but the day-to-day minutia of covering the NFL. I was like, I'm not interested in that. And so I didn't even go.
It's interesting because the travel for the NFL is the best. Like if you got a family.
But that's for
the
older guy. I agree with you.
Right.
If you agree.
Of the three leagues. Like baseball, and I've covered, you know, when I was at the New York Times, I would cover the Yankees for a week. Cover the Nets or the Mets for a week.
That's a grueling job,
There's no way I would have wanted to be a baseball beat writer.
Chris, I loved every single minute in Cincinnati, traveling the country, playing tennis, eating at the best restaurants.
That could go with any beat.
No, I'm just saying, but I love
any sport. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the whole nature of what I was doing at that time, and I only did it for 2 years, but not once did I go, I don't want to make a road trip. And I was single. You know, I wasn't
married.
That's
the thing. Baseball is more travel than any sport.
Oh, yeah. It's 200 nights a year when you factor in spring training 7 weeks and then the postseason. It's 200 Marriott nights, Chris. That's what I had.
It's even more than the NBA. But anyway, getting back to Rodgers, I hear you, Rob, about staying in one place. But I just – and I guess it's just because guys are moving around so much more now, free agency. You know, we romanticized back in the day, oh, he stayed here. He only played for the Lakers. He only played for, you know, the Steelers or whatever it might have been. But a lot of that was, you know, the guys didn't have the freedom of movement as much as they do now. And not all of it. I mean, some guys literally just wanted to play in one place. But I think I just feel differently now. And I get it. If a guy stays in one place, it's great. But I'm not I got to be honest. I'm intrigued. And I'm going to say it's Tom Brady, because we're seeing a Tom Brady, Rob, that we didn't see a ton of in New England. I mean, he was great. He won Super Bowls, all that. He was the GOAT, as far as I'm concerned, and many others, just from his time in New England. But we saw, it was only a few years where we saw this type of Brady, him throwing for these types of yards and this many touchdowns. And it was when he had Randy Moss, and they didn't even win it. But it was a different Tom Brady that's the one that's been unleashed in Tampa. And now I'm kind of intrigued. Like, and look, Rodgers has been great, obviously, in Green Bay, and LaFleur has been good for him. But I kind of am like, yo, I wouldn't mind seeing him, like, in Pittsburgh with a great defense, and they got good receivers. You know, they got a nice little receiving core. Or no, Cleveland.
I get
or
that.
Cleveland with
saying,
OBJ like, and Jarvis Hayes and that run. Like, what could he do? You know what I'm saying? Like, Derek, I mean, just the possibilities, Rob, are endless. Seattle, like, Russell Wilson going somewhere else. So that intrigues me. Now, whatever he wants to do, I mean, obviously it's on him.
Right,
I'm
right.
Just saying there's a part of me, the fan in me, that is like, yo, I really would like to see Aaron Rodgers in a place where he's got better receivers. Devontae Adams, you're not getting better, but you could have a better group of receivers. You could have a better defense, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of would like to see him in that situation. And I think some of these quarterbacks, whether it's Rodgers, Wilson in Seattle, I think they became kind of intrigued when they seen Brady leave New England and go to a team that's got all these weapons. And he's got the freedom to do a lot more than he had in New England. So I kind of would like to see that, Rob. I kind of would like to see Rodgers somewhere else with weapons.
I get it. I'm more of a traditional kind of guy, and I'm just like, they're 32-7 the last 3 years. That's their, like they haven't won the game that he needs to win, and obviously the 49ers in the last year against Tampa, but they're right there. Like we'll see if they get to the Super Bowl. Obviously, if they get to the Super Bowl, Chris, he'll finish his career there. I really believe.
Well,
that.
He seems happy. So if you win the Super Bowl, why in the world would you leave?
And that's the other part we talked about. It's like, remember Ben Simmons, how unhappy he was. Sounded like the same as Aaron Rodgers, right?
Right.
They got it worked out. Aaron Rodgers showed up to camp. But he came and played, Chris, right? They had the one bad game to start the season. But since then, it's been fun for them. And you can see he's having fun.
And that's the kicker to me. Like, I've always said, and I think you agree, like, they could win the Super Bowl this year. It almost is easier to leave if you win it. I don't know about easier.
No,
but
I know what you
leave
mean.
It from a position of strength.
You could say my work is done here.
Right. My work is done. Right. I delivered, now I'm going to win it somewhere else. If you leave without winning another one, it's kind of like, you know, there's just, you didn't get the job done other than that a decade ago. So he could win it and leave, but he seems so happy that if they win it, it seems like he definitely would stay, Rob. So we'll see, but it's interesting, and stay tuned. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Would you like to see Aaron Rodgers finish his career with the Green Bay Packers? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, the Breeders' Cup is coming up, guys, and they will come from every corner of the globe, the best thoroughbreds I'm talking about from all around the world with one goal in mind. That's the title of world champion. So visit BreedersCup.com/2021 for more information and catch all the action live November 5th and November 6th. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on Aaron Rodgers. Would you like to see him finish his career in Green Bay? Seems like a real possibility now that he's happy. Or would you like to see him in another uniform, in another system, with other receivers, maybe a better defense, and see what he can do there, kind of like Brady's doing in Tampa Bay? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What up, my good peoples?
What up, man? How
you? Not much. Trying to get one of them crispy sour man caves with the three TVs. Talking about humble bragging. Somebody got the three TVs on the Instagram.
Hey, you man, it's saying? Work. I got to watch all these games now, you know? It just
that's
is what
I said.
It
I
is.
Guess it's different when you got to watch games for a living. I watch them for fun. I just got
I
one.
Ain't complaining, you know but it is literally work, but it's fun. Hey, I'll admit.
Chris, you ain't missed nothing not going to Green Bay. Ain't nothing there but beer and cheese, man. I've been out. I'll never go back.
I know so that. You're right about
Lions
that.
Game?
It worked out for me.
Yeah, I went to the Lions game, and that's probably about the only time that I was about to throw hands at a game because them fans
in Green Bay
I go to a different stadium every year. That's the only time I was ever about to throw hands.
Wow.
Throw hands. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What you got?
I have no problem with dudes leaving because I feel like an athlete got the right to go out the way you want to go out. I mean, they got rid of his position coach without telling them. They dropped the first round quarterback in the first round instead of getting him help. Like you said, man, go on to Cleveland. If you get them far, you'll be a god. Or go to Pittsburgh and you still be amongst royalty. So I feel like if he want to leave, go ahead and do it, bro.
Yeah, I'm kind of with that. I'm with that.
Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. John in South Dakota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How good, man. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you having me on. Just wanted to give an input as a Vikings fan. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers leave Green Bay.
And go to Minnesota, right?
He's terrorized that division.
Hey, I've been saying for years my Green Bay fans up here, along with the New England fans, don't even truly know what it's like to be a football fan with Hall of Fame quarterbacks for the last 20 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was talking to somebody today about that, and maybe we're going to see New England in this situation again. But, you know, before they got Brady, I mean, they were a decent franchise, but they were, you know, they hadn't won a Super Bowl. They had been there a couple times, but, you know, Steve Grogan, I mean, so, yeah, they were spoiled for 20 years. Green Bay certainly been spoiled with Favre and Rodgers, but they only got two Super Bowls to show for it.
Correct. Yes, it'd be nice to see him come back down to earth with the rest of us folks, like the Vikings fans that have had to endure quite a few years of different quarterbacks.
They had that one year with Dante Culpepper. Remember that team?
Yep.
No, not Dante Culpepper. With who was the quarterback?
Well, Culpepper and Moss and Chris Carter.
Carter.
Yeah, remember Culpepper was the quarterback. Dante Culpepper
with Dennis Green. That team was supposed to win.
Yep. Well, Rob, when we were kids, Minnesota was good. Right. Fran Tarkenton, they get to the Super Bowls.
Right.
And Green Bay was bad.
Right.
In the 70s. Green Bay was bad. Then they got Favre and it turned it around.
Hey, Brandon in Dallas. You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
What's up, Chris? What's up, Rob?
What's up, man?
How are you?
Doing great, man. Loving the show as always, man. My team is in the World Series right now, up 5-1. And I got it on mute and I'm locked on the Odd Couple.
You're feeling good.
Don't get no better. Life doesn't get any better.
One. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Perfect night of entertainment. But about Aaron Rodgers, I personally, from a fan's point of view, and I'm not a Aaron Rodgers or a Green Bay fan, just an NFL fan, I'd like to see him go somewhere else. I'd like to see him go to a good team that has a good roster and they're looking for a leader to take that next step. You know, obviously, Pittsburgh would be like, you know, just a go-to. But even a team like the Washington football team, they have a great defense, a pretty good line.
Do they?
Terry McLaurin.
No, that's what we thought. They haven't played that well
so far this year, but all the talent is there. Ron Rivera is a defensive guy. They'll get that straight. And the offensive talent is a little bit underrated. Terry McLaurin is emerging as a star. But not necessarily them, but a team like them, to where he can go and bring in leadership, bring in a winning culture that he brings, and just add some spice to the league. I just think it'll be good for viewership.
I don't really want to see him go to a team that he would have to build up. I like to see him go to a team that's ready.
You're just saying ready made, drop
like,
in.
Yeah, like, and there's no guarantee, right? But the team that's already got weapons. Not right. a guy who could emerge, but you know what I mean? Like Cleveland, Pittsburgh.
It would be like add Aaron Rodgers in water and stir, right? Like that's
right.
what you want.
And again, not that they'd be guaranteed to win it, but yeah, I don't want to see him in a potentially rebuilding situation. Like, nah. Rob, I wouldn't want to see him go to Chicago.
No, I don't think he would want to go there. I agree. Yeah. I mean, that would defeat him. You might as well stay in Green Bay.
Right, sure. Exactly. Exactly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Seriously. You can check him out on his podcast, On the Ball, with Rick Bucher. He's also an FS1 NBA analyst. Goes back decades with both of us. Our friend Rick Bucher. What up, man?
Rick.
Gentlemen, how are we?
We are great, man. Good to have you, Rob, on, as always.
Rob, how do you feel about Chris stepping out on you and doing the morning show?
He's a big star. You know me. Left me behind. It's all right. I'll just hold on to the radio show. I'll prop it up for the next 15 years.
He's
That's
carrying
all.
Me now. He's it's carrying me on the radio show.
Yes. All good. No,
Rob, I figured you'd say, hey, look, so I got to put in the extra work to carry you on radio, and now you're gonna add taking on TV? Like, what's up?
Unbelievable. That's how it works.
But Rick, let's go. Let's start. I mean, we'll get to the Lakers. But let's start with the Nets. They're down 88-80 to Miami in Brooklyn. I know it's early. They got to work things out. But I'm going to be honest, and I'm believing he's going to become James Harden. But right now, this slow start by them, I'm putting on Harden. He is not looking like a superstar.
Not making the adjustment.
Yeah, and I don't think he's aggressive enough, and maybe that's coming back from the hamstring. But a lot of people, as you know, Rick, are saying, is he going to be the same player because the officials are calling things differently? So what's your take on Harden?
Well, it's definitely – look, the way they're calling the game is definitely affecting him. There's no question about that. Now, how much it's affecting him – in reality and how much it's affecting him mentally, because what I see is when he doesn't get the call, he stops playing. And you just can't do that. Like, you got to continue to be aggressive and continue to look for your opportunities. The other part is, though, the bigger part for me is he looks heavy and he looks out of shape. And I don't know what to attribute that to. I do believe that the whole thing with Kyrie has kicked this thing sideways as far as the mental approach, whether it's for Harden or it's for KD or it's for the team collectively. I've been told that there was an understanding that all three of them were going to get vaccinated, and Harden and KD were not all that gung-ho about getting vaccinated either, but they decided, you know what, let's go ahead and do it. And the Nets were under the impression that all three of them were going to get it done. And Kyrie's the one who changed his mind at the last second, or at least they misread that he was on board with them. However that went, the KD and Harden decided to bite the bullet and do it, and Kyrie decided not. And I think that that has really kind of mentally kicked those three sideways in terms of what, you know, what, why are we here? What are we trying to accomplish? Now, how much of that has to do with Harden being what appears to be out of shape and somewhat listless and certainly not aggressive? I don't know, but I have to think that it has at least a part in the approach of this team, because they just don't look inspired. They don't look like a team that came close to knocking off the Bucks by, you know, a KD toe, and are after let's prove to everybody that we were the better team last year, and injuries were the only reason that we weren't able to prove that. The Milwaukee Bucks, on the other hand, look like the team that's saying, hey, you know what, you guys still think the Brooklyn Nets are better than us? Okay, we'll go out and show you one more time that they're not. They look like the inspired team, which you would think it would be the other way. Would you think the Brooklyn Nets would be the hungrier team at this point? And they don't look that way.
I just wonder if that's not a little too much, too early. Four games into a season, it's a marathon. If you're 3-1 instead of 2-2, are you making that statement? Do you know what I mean, Rick? I think that's that's splitting hairs to me, because I don't think you would be making that if they you would say that if they were 3-1 instead of 2-2, would you?
Okay, but I'm saying in the comparison between the Bucks and the Nets.
No, I got the Bucks are losing to Minnesota tonight. I mean, am I going to say they're not going to win?
Right. No. But look, I mean, you could say the same thing with the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns come out, they prove their point in Game One, and then they downshift.
Right.
Any team that went to the finals last year, any team that was on the cusp, if they were downshifting at this point in the season, I'd say okay. The Nets to me just have a lot to prove.
No,
and
you might be right. You might be right. I'm not doubting what you're saying. I just wonder, when we look through four games of the season, and you're right, I think there is a mental part. You're expecting to have that. But ultimately, if Harden gets in shape and adjusts, they have enough. They have a loaded roster. You only need two guys to win a championship in the NBA. You don't need three. Three is over the top.
Rob, I could not disagree more. I think in today's NBA, you certainly have to have a couple of stars.
How did the Bucks win? They won a championship and they have one guy. Do you want to tell me that they got three guys?
No, I'm not. What I was about to tell you is, you need depth and versatility. You can't just be top heavy. It's not KD, Harden, and Kyrie winning this. It's Joe Harris. It's Paul Millsap. It's Patty Mills. It's LaMarcus Aldridge. It's going to be those guys down the line that make the difference. Now, the key is that your top guys play with an intensity and an energy that demands that sixth, seventh, and eighth guy give you everything that they have. And when you're not getting it up top, then it's easy for the sixth, seventh, and eighth guy to go, well, I'm not the star here, so if he's not given, like, if he's not committed, like, am I supposed to pick up the slack? I mean, he's the guy.
If Joe Harris made three three-pointers, they would have won the championship. I mean, he couldn't hit the side of a barn. He's the best three-point shooter percentage-wise during the season. He was terrible.
How many guys have we seen, though, that are great, are regular season
wonders? No, I know that. You're right.
When the lights were on, he was
nowhere to be found, 100%.
I think they've got enough if Harden is Harden. But if Harden's going to be just maybe an all-star caliber player rather than a superstar, they don't have enough. They won't win it if he can't be a superstar with KD.
My question is their front line. Like, I know you have bodies. You have Paul Millsap. You have Blake Griffin. You have LaMarcus Aldridge. I don't know that Paul Millsap has enough left. I don't know that LaMarcus Aldridge has enough left to give. I think they're going to miss Jeff Green a lot. I think he was a key component on that front line playing small. And, you know, as we saw, like, again, it's the versatility. This is what it comes down to, really, for the Nets. When you talk about that front line, who is going to guard Giannis Antetokounmpo when he decides to be the five and he plays below the free throw line? they don't have an answer for that. And what he's shown me so far this season is that he's picking up right where he left off in the finals. Like, he's a man on a mission to show that I can dominate in the paint. Like, I'm not worried about convincing you that I can hit threes or the amount of time he's playing below the free throw line, I think is a very
good
sign. That's
when he's the best player in the league.
Well,
all right, let's go to the Lakers.
Free throws quick. That he knocked down, what, 16 out of 17?
17 out of 19. Before you go, Rick, what do you make of the Lakers? Obviously, they're playing without LeBron, and Westbrook is back to his triple-double ways. What do you make of this? Is this something good? I mean, obviously, they're going to have LeBron out there, and Westbrook's not going to be able to do all this. But, just give us your thoughts on this.
I thought that the win over San Antonio and the way they won was a really important game for them. They won in overtime. They won with AD playing through an injury. They won with Russell Westbrook attacking the rim and being aggressive and hitting important shots down the stretch. In the big picture, can you make that work with LeBron? That to me is, I know everybody says they're going to figure it out. Well, I've seen teams with great players that never figured it out because their roles just over, their roles didn't fit. Like, what they did was duplicative. And that's what I feel like with can Russ be effective playing off the ball? Not, and we're not talking about, like, winning games, and we're not talking regular season. We're talking about the playoffs. Can he be effective off the ball? I don't see how he can be effective off the ball. Can LeBron James be effective? Like, LeBron James, the LeBron James we know, championship caliber LeBron James, can he be effective off the ball? I don't think he can. And I think that's the rub, is that you're going to get the best out of one or the other. But the idea that you're going to get the best out of both, it goes back to what KD and Russ in Oklahoma Harden. City.
Right.
Where they and where you're basically you're taking turns. And does that win you a championship? Never won him a championship in Oklahoma City.
All right, that's our man Rick Bucher. Check him out on the Ball podcast. And he's an FS1 NBA analyst, does a great job for us. Great stuff, man. We appreciate
you, buddy.
You got it, guys. And just check out Chris Broussard, like, everywhere.
Every morning, right.
Any knob that you can turn on, you're probably going to find Broussard there.
I'm sleepy. I'm hardly getting any sleep. I'll tell you that. My goodness.
And you know what? He's so sleepy, Rick. He doesn't want to drive to the bank to deposit the check.
Oh,
you know,
look.
What I'm saying? That's how sleepy.
Wait a minute. If he's doing as much as he's doing, he ain't driving anywhere.
Yeah, that's
true. He's got to drive.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, brother. Peace, man. Thank you.
All right, fellas. You got it.
Later. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is grown on me. That's right. He can't sing a lick, but it's grown on a brother. Kanye West on a Worship Wednesday. We're coming to you live, of course, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And guys, do not let age beat you. You don't have to let it beat you anymore. All right? Past generations, it beat them. But this generation, we are blessed to have M-Drive, the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boosts your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com. For 20% off with promo code ODDCOUPLE. Do not let age beat you, fellas. Go get M-Drive. All right, Rob.
Hey, Rob G., I wanted to ask Rob G., is he on suicide watch? Are you all right?
I should be asking you that, Rob. I'm not the one who bet the Lakers -5 in this game. That's what I'm worried about.
You know OKC
is
in the league,
you like
0-4.
With your Shekel City needs to be shut down.
Maybe we should market this to Caesars. Maybe we'll market
Shekel
the Pigskin
City,
Pickoff.
Somebody needs to roll through Shekel City with a bulldozer and just start hacking.
The Lakers were up by, Rob G., what were they leading by, 25?
26.
And you're down by 2 at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Not looking good. What happened?
They stopped playing defense altogether.
Yeah, I mean, they've given up 97 points. Westbrook's only got 12 points now. We'll see. We'll see what they do in the fourth quarter. AD's been good. But their rebounding is they getting out rebounded again. I mean, they giving up 50% shooting, 47% from Trey. I mean, come on. Like, it's ridiculous. Anyway, sticking with the NBA, Rob, Ramona Shelburne reported today that Joel Embiid has been playing on a bad knee. We all knew his knee was damaged, to some degree. I'm not saying it's a serious injury, but that his knee was bothering him. But she was saying that he told her for 2 days he couldn't walk. I just think, Rob, I think he's embellishing it. Because if you can't walk, you ain't out there playing basketball.
Right. Come on. Let's keep it real. Right.
Right. I mean, he was, he played last night. Now, he wasn't good. 14 points, 7 rebounds. But here's my thing. She said he's saying he's playing because he wants to show leadership. And obviously, without Ben Simmons, he's got to, play so they can win games. He may think that, but if he's really banged up, the doctors aren't letting him play. The doctors for the Sixers, or really, I should say, the coaches and the front office.
That's your future. You can't put him out there if he's not right. I mean, you already got one guy who doesn't want to be there, and that's a problem. You're going to put your other guy out there, your franchise guy, have him out there, Chris, while he's injured to further injure himself?
You're right. It makes no sense. I mean, that would be – you can – people have been critical of the way the Sixers have handled this situation with Ben Simmons. If they're letting Embiid play on a bad knee because they want to win games in October, then you talk about mishandling something? That would be ridiculous. And it's so ridiculous that I don't think that's the case, Rob.
I can't buy into it either. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying the reporting's faulty or whatever. I think this is embellishment. Like, it's worse than it really is. I think
absolutely.
That's what it is.
I couldn't walk for 2 days. I mean, come on, man. You out there playing. So stop it with that. Right. Yeah, I'm not jumping on her, but he probably just embellishing it a little bit. Because obviously you can walk. And now, Rob, the Nets are down 15 with a minute 19 seconds left. James Harden has to snap out of it.
So what is his numbers tonight? Did he have another bad night?
Yeah, another bad night. Okay. Uninspired play. He's got, and it's not like there's huge numbers on the part of the Heat. Bam Adebayo's got 24-9 boards. Harden, 14 points,
yeah,
7
nice.
Assists, 7 rebounds, 4 of 12 shooting.
Yeah, three a bad night, terrible throw. Night, yeah.
He's and he's, get this is who he's been, but you this, know? But they can't wait. I agree with you that they got enough
my only thing
if Harden's
was,
a superstar.
I just thought that, Rick was like painting in 4 games at 2-2 like the season was over. That's the only reason why I was like, so if they were 3-1, would you be saying this? I just think it's too...
It's too early to write a top team off.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give you that. But they look uninspired.
Yeah, which is fine, and that can happen, Chris. But it's about how you're playing as you go forward. You remember they didn't play together at all last year and was a foot away from winning. You know what I mean?
They look like they missed. I do think Rick has a point about mentally – I don't know that any of them, including Kyrie, are leaders. But it looks like Kyrie's more of a leader than these two. And so they got to get it together. And I know it's early, obviously too early to write off a contender. But Harden got to step it up for them to have a shot. This is pathetic. Peace!